Hey podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Committee wraps up the penultimate round of the AFL.
We love dress-ups, so we got dressed up for Book Week, of course.
We ask, what's the best fancy dress you've seen?
And Elise and Matt from The Block.
You could give Dad this Big Breakfast catch-up for Father's Day, or you could really spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
Dan, you said it this time last week. The finals began on the weekend, and they certainly did. True to form.
Terrific weekend of footy, wasn't it? Loved it. Wasn't it cold this morning, incidentally?
Yeah,
a bit of small talk. three degrees.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
What did they say? Sounds like? Feels like?
Oh, yes.
What do they mean by that?
The player's comfort.
Yeah, well, not the player's comfort so much as my comfort.
Your
this
comfort,
morning.
Yeah. Have you got those seat warmers in your car?
No.
Would you like some?
I don't either.
No.
We know a guy.
No, I don't think so.
Isn't that the wind chill factor thing, feels like?
That's right. Tough loss for the West Coast Eagles yesterday. 6 points. Felt like seven.
Yeah.
Richmond wore them down. And the rain didn't help, did it? So depending on results, the Eagles could finish anywhere between first and fifth, most likely third. And if that's the case, they'll be on the road for the first week of the finals.
Mm-hmm.
It all makes sense.
Yep.
That's as I understand it, but I'm willing to take calls. It's like doing algebra, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite
working
complex.
It out last night, and you think, well, if I go on the air with that and it's not right, so I had that
none of us will remember.
Night.
It'll be okay.
I got up and I read the paper this morning. I went out early to get the paper when it felt like four.
or two.
That's right. So as a tipster, trying to put it all together, of course, I'm not taking anything for granted. I got three at the weekend.
Right.
You would have all beaten me?
No, I got two.
Matt got two. I haven't looked
you're
at
you're a laughing stock.
I am. I'm an embarrassment.
He's a joke.
Oh, I feel better.
Yeah, but you can still win a Mazda.
Hey, Dan, what about the Eagles heading up to play a first final against the young Brisbane, perhaps?
Could be. Brisbane, terrific. Like them a lot. Yep. That was a good performance. They came back in the last couple of minutes to win that one. They were gone, it seemed. I'm not sure about Geelong at all. Geelong are plodders.
A bit flaky, aren't they?
With great players. Plodders with great players. It seems a contradiction. I think if the Eagles play Richmond again in the finals, they'll be better prepared for what Richmond can throw at you.
Yep.
Those two deep defenders behind the play with nobody on them, that's almost unique, isn't it? So that's not a criticism. It's hard to deal with, particularly when it's wet. Hard to handle that football. I watched a few games at the weekend, actually, and I must say the form of the Western Bulldogs is a revelation.
Yeah, it is.
It's dazzling, isn't it?
They could do a Western Bulldogs again.
They could. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, I would love to see that. I'd love to see them get in the finals and make a bit of a run because, 21 goals last week, 19 yesterday, so that's unusual in this modern age of football.
And Bob Murphy will be reaching for a jumper. He's going to come back.
He'd get injured. what about Jack McRae? Now, he is my favourite footballer.
Is he? Yeah.
I think most people know that.
Yeah.
He is the most uncanny player I've ever seen, I reckon. 45 possessions, 38 possessions, 39 possessions in the last 3 weeks against Brisbane, Essendon and GWS. And they all go to a bloke. He is a remarkable player, and I don't think he gets enough love, even from the Bulldogs. I was talking to their president, did a column on him a couple of weeks back, and I said, has he won a best and fairest yet, knowing the answer? And the answer is no. He's lost a couple by one vote, two votes.
Right.
He's always in the ballpark, but he's not winning best and fairest. So he's a player that is very important if they're to go any further in the finals, for sure.
Is it not enough to be best and fairest in Dennis's mind?
I'd take that as
a pretty fair...
There's no trophy.
Yeah.
You haven't spoken to him. I tried that on him. He said no.
Well, there is a club with Bontempelli there, so he gets a lot of the attention, doesn't he?
Well, I would take McRae ahead of Bontempelli, and I really like Bontempelli, and I like names that end in a vowel.
That's
all good. But now, as far as the Dockers are concerned, good to see you're still smiling.
Yeah, I know.
They won all the stats, didn't they? They won all the stats. If there was points for stats, then suddenly you'd be happy. But there are none.
We want scoreboard pressure, Dan.
At least Aaron Sandilands went out of the game in style, didn't he?
He did.
That was terrific for him. Essendon a bit too good. They've got a lot of work to do, Fremantle, I think. See if you concur with my thoughts here, then. We're talking about McRae, but players in general. The players that have shone for them this season would be Walters, Fife, Hill, I like Hamling. I think he could be almost all Australian.
Yep.
He's been very steady back there. And Lobb was good until he got injured.
True.
Have I left out anybody?
Langdon's been pretty good. But
he, of course he is. He's got the ball a lot. Hang on. Well, I did this, early in the morning and it was cold. Langdon, okay.
He might be going too. So
the good players for them have been Walters, Fifehill, Hamling and Langdon.
Thanks, mate. I feel special now.
All right, that's okay. Yeah. And the second test drawn.
Yes.
Oh,
with the
wonderful
super sub coming in.
Yes, that was bizarre.
Labuschagne.
Yeah, Labuschagne batted well.
Batted well.
Great test cricket, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And what about their new fast bowler, Jofra Archer? That is a name to remember.
I saw him in the Big Bash. He was pretty quick.
Yeah, well, he could turn this test series still, couldn't he, on its ear?
Mm. Yeah, and I'm so glad. We're also glad about Steve Smith. He's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost hit in the ear.
All right.
Yes.
Tell you what, Dennis Cometti's the only person who can come in here and do this much name dropping, eh? Name.
Haven't started yet. Notice I didn't give Labuschagne his Christian name because Marcus. It's Marnus.
It's Marnus.
Marnus.
That's right.
Marnus.
It is Marnus, yeah.
Okay, that's an unusual name, isn't it? Marnus.
South African.
Okay, well, I'm going to ponder that for the rest of the day. It's lovely to see you all.
Good
to
see you.
We'll talk again next week when there's, there's one more game and then there's no more. And then there's one more and three more.
There's a week off. Yeah, it is bizarre.
Okay.
And then you'll leave like Aaron Sandlands with Kimber on your shoulders. How bizarre is that? The Hayden Ballantyne style.
Steady.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, let's be honest. It is book week. Can you imagine the costumes that are all over schools over the next 5 days?
Talk about under pressure.
Can you just imagine what people are dressed as? Let it go. Let it go. Bit of Frozen work going on.
Oh, there'll be a lot of that.
Lots of superheroes
around
the place.
Lots of superheroes.
Yes. I remember when we did costumes. When I was in primary school, I remember this one particular time we had to dress as something Australian and I didn't tell Mum until the morning of.
Oh, that's handy.
And so she made me a cape out of an Australiana tea towel. It had like different
thinking,
types of bottle brush and stuff
that's
on
it. That's actually quite cute. That's pretty good thinking.
But now parents don't get away with that. Kids need like proper outfits for book week. You've got to actually send your kid in something really decent.
Yes. What would you go as if you had to dress as an Australian now?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, okay.
I'd go Steve Smith, I reckon,
Yes.
He's the most talked about Australian at this point in time,
that's
I'd imagine.
That's true.
Actually, why didn't I do that? I could have taken my dad's cricket pads and I could have gone in. I should have done that at the time.
That's another failure from your mum.
I thought your mum did really well there, thinking on her feet. I think it's pretty cool. But you're right, man. People feel a lot of pressure now. And it doesn't help that the celebrities, like, I don't know, Will Smith and his wife will show what they're wearing at Halloween. And these costumes that the multi-millionaire actors and that are wearing up sensational.
And it's sad, isn't it? Because I remember going to a fancy dress as a kid as an American like gridiron player.
Oh, yeah.
And they put an ice cream container on me head. That was the helmet.
That's great.
And it was a gentler time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But still, we've gone to more effort than that in here this morning.
We have.
You're sporting your Treasure Island outfit, Claire.
That moustache is so itchy, though. It keeps falling off every time I smile.
It does get in the way a bit. Matt with his Captain Underpants.
I have changed already, but yes, I was just a little cold and my mum's undies weren't giving me the support that I require.
Does she want them back?
No. I was nervous there was a little too much leg room on them.
Yeah. Well,
that was the real situation, that there might be something falling out the side.
Mum's got a fuller figure.
But not normally that falling out the side when she's wearing it.
No. And I'm thrilled that I got this Dorothy costume, which is great because my partner James just had this lying around in the costume box.
Okay, now I'm interested in this because when we were kids, this was in the 70s there, we had a dress-up crate.
Dress-up box?
Yes.
So we were always walking around in dresses and high heels and, he's got stuff.
We've got a whole storage room.
Oh,
the whole storage room is dedicated to... We're both actors. Like, we've got a history of dress-ups and things like that, and he loves building stuff, so we've got a whole storage room, a 5x5 metre storage room of costumes.
There's a ready-made festival show there at any time, isn't
there? Isn't it terrifying? But I'm ready to dress up at short notice. I don't have to wear the Australiana tea towel ever again.
That's pretty good. As long as you don't have to go to the fancy dress shop and all of a sudden they say, oh, that costume looks wonderful. Oh, it's $275
for
the week.
Yes, it's not cheap.
Can you have it back by Monday morning?
Yes.
Good luck with book week this week, parents.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's the place to go.
Spotlight.
You said it. Have you seen how many people go to Spotlight?
Oh, yes. I've been one of them.
I went there on Sunday recently. I was buying a shower curtain. I went, there are so many people here. And Laurie goes, it's book week, idiot. Of course.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Book week is well and truly underway, and the Captain Underpants. I need the, not your mum's undies, but the cape back for Laurie.
I have put it on your table. Well
done, mate. Jeez, he nicked your cape and he took his mum's undies. Did you bring anything of your own?
Yes.
Just what my personality.
What was in the undies just? I brought that.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
It is book week, of course. At schools all over WA.
Yep.
Army hearties, good morning.
Book week generally means a Facebook feed full of my friends posting photos of their kids dressed up on their way to school. It's a big week on Facebook.
It also means a spike in the earnings of Spotlight.
Yes.
As everyone does a last minute rush.
They have so many costumes in that place.
Yeah, they do.
Do you like me cutlass?
You look fantastic.
I've been reading Treasure Island.
I do love this. I wasn't sure when you walked in. I was like, is that a Jack Sparrow outfit?
Not quite.
Not entirely sure.
Not enough eyeliner.
I'm a bit disappointed you've not made a meal of the fact that I'm standing here in my mother's underpants.
Are they your mum's?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
I'm Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants. Well, you're Captain Bloomers.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with Captain Underpants, so I've just seen you walk in with this giant pair of knickers on and wondered what's going on.
He's had a big weekend.
This is what they're doing on the catwalks of Milan and Paris now.
Yeah, I'd like to remove this wig if I can, though. My Dorothy wig is itchy and... But
looks
this is
good.
It's pretty cute.
This is provided to me from my boyfriend.
Oh,
this
really?
This is his outfit, including the shoes.
Really?
He normally wears
They are rather big weekends. Shoes, aren't they?
No, he wore it in a film. It was in that film, A Few Less Men. I got to steal the costume.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is a conversation that one should never have with their mother. Mum, have you got any undies I could buy?
Did she give you some that like are currently in rotation or some oldies that were just in the bottom of the drawer?
I didn't ask because I didn't want to know, but they certainly were clean.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a good dress-up. This one, I feel like I was cheating because James just went, here, you can have this from the costume box. But normally he would make a really great outfit.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Like I like to go to a fancy dress and he likes to really put in a lot of effort.
Oh, I don't like putting in effort.
Oh, really?
No, best one I ever did was when I went to a party for C, the letter C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I dressed brown and stuck a sign on my, I went as Cumin, the spice. And said, I'm only Cumin on a printed sign.
Wow, that's really...
Took me 4 minutes.
You can tell.
Channeled a Billy Joel song.
You can tell. Cumin. Oh, the last dress-up I went dressed as Kim Jong-un.
You did?
It was a great one. It was a big hit, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, didn't know it would be such a popular costume at the time.
Did you partly go as Donald Trump just to get the complete set?
There was a fair bit of missile testing that night, you with me?
Yeah. Now, I may be dressed foolishly as a pirate right now, even though my moustache keeps falling off, but I did go to a pirate disco 50th once.
Did you?
My sister-in-law, yeah, but I went as the plank. So I just got some boards of wood and stuck them on my shirt. And everyone's going, what are you? I said, it's a pirate disco. Everyone's going to walk the plank.
Oh.
Easy way out.
It's awful when no one... Welcome to my world.
When you have to
explain
it.
When no one gets your joke.
Oh, yeah, and it's just fun. You know?
Well, look, give us a call, 133353. What's the best fancy dress you have seen?
Yeah.
Whether it's book week or whether it's just a party, you've seen that fancy dress outfit and thought, that is fantastic.
Might be some police who have been on duty and pulled up someone who was wearing something weird as well.
Yes, I'm sure that's happened.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Book week, we're all dressed up. I know we look ridiculous. Just stop it.
I just looked up at Kimber.
Just
Kimber.
Stop it, you know. But look, we want to know what's the best fancy dress that you've ever seen. Kieran's in Nangara. Kieran, what did you see?
I actually made a Pennywise outfit.
Oh, they all float. You're doing the clown, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Nobody recognised me at all. Took me 2 hours to make after a week of trying to work out what to wear.
Right.
And no one knew what it was.
Well, no, they knew, like, it was a clown.
Yes.
But, you know, they didn't actually pick Pennywise. I mean, the theme for the party was good or evil.
Yeah.
Right, okay,
yeah,
yes.
It's definitely evil Pennywise.
Mm.
It was definitely. And I got second prize even.
Oh, well good done. On you. Nice one, Karen.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Good stuff. Well done.
Kieran's in Nangara, not in Kansas, Toto.
No. Raylene in Bindoon, what's the best fancy dress you've ever seen?
Oh, I don't know about best. I'd have to be bragging to say best, but I went to a 40th party and obviously we had to go dressed as something starting with F.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not one for spending a lot of money on costumes or going out and buy something, and I'm in the country and I'm thinking, what can I make? So I went as a fly, like a black bush fly.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
I had black tights on, black skivvy, black gloves. I actually had a black balaclava. I don't know where I got that from, but I had one. I bought a couple of silver tea strainers and tied them together for my eyes.
Oh, like it, like it.
And then I made a couple of wings out of two coat hangers. I stretched them out, wired them together and put black stockings over the top. When I walked into the party, no one had any idea who this black fly was.
Oh, that's
really?
And it was me.
That's what happened with Kieran.
And not on you, Ray.
Raylene, when you saw the sort of dips and biscuits on the table there, did you sort of have to fight the feeling to throw up and then eat it again?
Well, yeah, I just hovered in there and I was right on top of them.
Yeah.
I know the feeling of wanting to throw up and eat it again while you guys are sitting in here in your underwear. Oh, thanks, Raylene.
Underwear. Thanks, Raylene.
No one call Raylene a maggot.
Let's go.
She's doing the blowfly.
Let's go to Baskerville. Gretchen, good morning. What was your best fancy dress?
Good morning, all. Well, when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, my parents used to have this huge fancy dress party for New Year's Eve.
Mm.
And I'm talking to you guys, they'd have up to 100 people or more in their house. Fortunately, we had a property. Anyway, so one time they had a bad taste party and some of their very good friends, they came in a costume that they called period pain.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, no.
The way this works is you can imagine, you know, the little short tennis shorts that they used to wear. They had white tennis shorts on, white round neck t-shirts that had been dipped in red dye.
Right.
Hello.
Okay.
It should be blue liquid, shouldn't it?
That's what they're doing in the ads. Yeah.
You know, they were completely red. You know, there was patches of red. And then the gentleman had on a bushman's hat.
Yeah.
And instead of corks, he had tampons.
Of course he did.
Yeah. They were a bit worried where that was
look,
going.
Our parents knew how to party.
They really did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They knew how to party, and they knew how to fancy dress.
They did.
And they knew how to make a plate of deviled eggs.
They certainly did.
Yes.
Thanks,
on
Gretchen.
Gretchen.
There's some good costume ideas there.
Yeah.
Maybe not the last one.
And everyone bought into it, right? When my parents went to fancy dress, everyone, there was no sort of, I can't be bothered doing that.
No.
You went for
it. Yeah, you're right.
And you had a great time.
Just like Matt's really gone for it right now.
Oh, Captain Underpants. Yeah. You've done well, mate. You're on the cheap because it costs you $150 to get an outfit these days.
Well, you know I don't wear undies very often.
That's right.
And I've got to say, Mum's undies are really comfortable.
Well, they're like bloomers, and I hope you don't wear them often.
No,
that's
I won't.
Quite creepy because I saw Bad Boy Bubby and it wasn't good. Okay, now, Kimber wearing that red wig is freaking me out. So
yeah, okay. Yeah. I know. I'll take it off soon. It gets itchy anyway.
Thank you, Dorothy. Well done.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey, guys, we were mentioning that there's a lot of people doing it tough right now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And some people get hit by multiple bouts of bad news.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the story is unfolding. Stephanie Stevens, Matt, you mentioned that she lost a horrible story, that she lost her husband in a freak accident.
Yeah.
But things are starting to turn for Stephanie, thanks to a show on an episode of Current Affair, which is very cool.
Yep.
Which is turning her life around, at least in a physical sense. Let's go to Elise and Matt from the Block, WA contestants. G'day, guys. How are you going?
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. Now, tell us, you've gone in and done over Stephanie's home. I assume this was the home that she was forced into after the bank sold her previous one and she went into bankruptcy.
Wow.
Was this house, it obviously needs a lot of work.
Oh, there was a huge amount of work. I'm surprised that they were even allowed to buy it. There was a lot of asbestosis. There was a lot of exposed cables. There was so much that she shouldn't have been able to buy it. Just let's put it that way. So
right.
The poor darling had it really cut out for her to begin with.
It sounds like most of the rentals I lived in when I was a student, to be honest with you. Hey, guys, now the one and only Tracy Grimshaw is with you. Have you got her on the tools?
Oh, look, Tracy's... I know she's very busy, but I don't think she's on the tools, to say, but maybe on the mic. Do they classify that as a tool?
Yeah. Look, we probably didn't need Trace as much. We've got amazing, obviously, as you guys know, WA people that just throw their heart and soul into this. So,
yeah.
You know, we were super excited to work with so many amazing trades and, you know, and things like that. So to produce a beautiful new home for Steph is, it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is a bit of it's a life-changing surprise for her and done in record time for not only Steph but her son Ollie as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's 14 days.
Wow.
I thought. I know. quicker than the block. I didn't think I could ever say that.
Yeah, funny that, isn't it?
Oh, and the banks keep advertising that they really care.
They
but
do
the
care.
Actual truth is that it's a current affair and you guys that care. What's one good piece of reno advice that you could give to people who want to do a cheap redo of a room, something you've learnt on your time at the block?
Oh, look, I think the biggest thing I always say is you must live in the space, but if you can, you go and utilise a couple of things, that you know, cheap items, and go op shopping. Like, you may have seen it in a few of our reveal last night, that Elise went op shopping and found some amazing pieces, you know, that are not that cost, you know, not that expensive. So you can really do up your room really nice just by having a quick look around.
Matt, I think that should be the title of your book, buddy. Live in the Space with Matt. You guys must be so sick of renovating to a tight timeline. Like, just give us some, you know, a bit of freedom here.
2 years to do your own place.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Matt, he's got no freedom. You guys know this by now.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's on a tight timeline, mate, when you've got kids and a wife, I think he would say.
Yeah. And speaking of the block, guys, there's things unfold. How would you react if Shayna Blais said, "I hate that feature," you know, like Jason Mellicott?
Knowing myself, I probably would cry.
Oh, really? You wouldn't fight back?
No.
I probably wouldn't do what Jesse did last night, but it's one of those things that I don't know where it came from. It just said I was standing beside him and out it came. And he reacted quite fiercely.
Yeah, but, you've got to be gutsy to tell Shayna that.
He put Shayna in a place.
Tell Shayna, you haven't got expensive taste. Ah. Oh, okay, thanks for that.
Yeah, I think the verbal diarrhea kind of was dribbling out. He just didn't know when to stop, poor Jess. But, the thing is, you're up all night. You put your heart and soul into these rooms, and what you don't see is us. You know, we have 4 hours sleep a night, and then Saturday you don't sleep at all. So when someone says something, you take it to heart. And obviously I needed to put a dummy or a cork in his mouth so he didn't say anything further. That's what I know. I'll wish the same.
Gee, I hope Shayna Blais has never said that to her partner.
Oh,
I hate that feature.
Hate that. Hey, you two, commend both of you for the great effort. Hats off to you, or should I say hard hats off to you. This great work for this house in Perth for Steph Stevens. Well done.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. That's a really good news read, but here's what the news missed.
All right. Shock, horror. Didn't know this. Wish I didn't know it. But apparently in public toilets, people are having sex.
Together, all right.
Yes, this is Port Call Town Council in Wales, and they're sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're sick of people using their public conveniences for naughtiness.
For relations.
Ew.
So they've got these high-tech new toilets, which are not only self-clean. I mean, we've all needed to go.
Sure.
And you walk into a public toilet, and it doesn't have to be that people are misbehaving, but you just go, oh, God.
This is a mess.
This is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I don't need to be here, but I need to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these public toilets they're quite expensive. They're self-cleaning.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Graffiti resistant.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how they do that.
Oh, it just slips off the walls.
Maybe it does. Yeah. Or you've got your very own sort of whiteboard eraser.
Ah, now you're talking.
That'd be nice. Yeah, in fact, why not just do that? Give them a pen and an eraser.
Let them get it out of their system.
I should be on the council.
I think you should.
But these ones, so they've got weight sensors on the floor, so they know how many people are in there, which I'm thinking, okay, but what if you're in there with your kid or you're a carer?
Or you've just had extra food that day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who are you to judge whether I'm too heavy to use your public bathroom?
That take that port call.
Might be at an all-you-can-eat.
But they also have sensors that detect violent movements.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm thinking if I need a public toilet, it's only because I've detected violent movements, right?
You've got to be there.
So so if they do detect this movement and whatnot, there are sensors that are triggered and the cubicle's inhabitants will be doused with fine jets of water.
Oh, nice.
And the doors will open automatically and a high-pitched alarm will sound.
This is a high-tech, though. It costs $150,000 each. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And they're pounds.
Oh, it's a lot of trouble to go to stop people just having a bit of fun in the toilet. I feel like if they want to have fun in the toilet and risk that and they think that that's attractive to them, knock yourselves out.
Yeah, not really a sexy place.
Can't think of anything grosser. Yeah.
Quite right. But people have to pay to use the toilets. And it's a bit like going to the footy or going to a stand-up comedy gig. If you've paid your money, you can do what you want.
Yeah, but you can't pay by the hour.
Oh. Yeah. Don't really know what that means, but... Oh.
But Kimber...
Because when you go into a bathroom, they don't let you book it out for an hour.
Yeah, but
that's what hotel rooms and...
Who needs an hour?
Two middle-aged men here, will we?
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Best 90 seconds of your life.
Literally.
Oi, come on, get out of there. That's a Welsh accent. That was terrible.
I quite liked it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Hugh Jackman's The Man, The Music, The Show is coming to Perth on Wednesday. And if the Melbourne Review is anything to go by, we're in for a treat. Reviews say it's better than his Broadway to Oz show from 2015, and this one is described as a carousel of visual and sonic splendour.
Wow, to like the real carousel.
Yeah, with personal anecdotes and playful banter, and apparently Hugh has a magical way of making everyone feel like they're the only person in the room.
Oh, hello,
that's
Hugh.
Very clever.
So, RAC Arena, tickets are still available for this week through Ticketek. And he's got four shows, so a couple on Wednesday, Saturday, Friday, that kind of thing, rolling it out.
A couple. He's doing a matinee as well,
isn't
he? Yeah. Oh, that's hard, Yakka.
And timely, because he seems to come the year after, because when the Eagles won the premiership in 06, the following year he was here with Boy From Oz, and he wore the Eagles jumper. And then the women in the crowd went nuts, and a few blokes as well, because he had the muscles out. So I wonder what will happen during this show as well.
Wow. Looking out for that.
Post-premiership. Okay.
Well, actor and brother of Jane, Peter Fonda, passed away from lung cancer on Friday, surrounded by family and friends. Best known for his 1969 role in Easy Rider. Born to be wild. The film, of course, depicting the rise of hippie culture.
Yeah.
And his peers said that Fonda was a kind man with underrated talent and he could hold a table for 4 hours without a break.
Yeah, I mean, he produced that movie and starred in it, and Dennis Hopper, it launched the careers of Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson as well.
Yeah, huge.
Jack was so good in it.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper directed it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a real sort of breakthrough indie film at a time when counterculture and hippie culture was, you know, making its mark.
And it was like nearly 20 years later, or 30 years later, when he finally got a nomination for an Oscar. He didn't win, but he got nominated for Yuli's Gold, the Vietnam vet, out to raise his own grandchildren.
So, good actor. Yeah.
It was a long wait then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, you guys remember the monkey from Friends?
Oh, the monkey from Friends.
Marcel, where are you going with that disc? You are not putting that on again. Marcel, okay, if you press that button, you are in very, very big trouble.
Marcel, great the monkey actor. From Friends, the capuchin monkey, he's still acting more than 15 years later. I say he, actually, it's a she.
Oh, right,
is it?
It is. Her name is Katie.
I don't see gender.
Her name is Katie, and she's now going to be cast in the adaptation of the popular comic book series Why the Last Man by Brian K. Vaughan and Pia Guerra.
Yep.
And so, yeah, Katie gets another shot, and apparently she's in her mid to late 20s and is thriving, and capuchin monkeys live to be about 40. So
do they?
Still got another 10 years in her career.
Middle age, yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Has she had any work done?
And that's your daily juice.
Very nice.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
It's one of Perth's funniest nights out, and it helps sick kids. Mix 94.5's Laugh Out Loud with Claire, Matt and Kimber on The Big Breakfast.
Let's be honest, we're only a couple of weeks away from the big one on our calendar. Laugh Out Loud is... almost here.
Yeah, we just had Ed Sheeran's Galway Girl. I gigged in Galway quite a few times, actually. They love their comedy over in Ireland, of course.
Like, and
they always welcome Australian comedians. It was great.
Well, hopefully we can get a comedian that we can welcome up on the stage at our Laugh Out Loud gig.
Exactly. We've had, you know, a few entries, and they're pretty good. You've still got until Friday to record or video yourself doing a little bit of material. It doesn't have to be much.
Mm-hmm.
And send it in to us. And, of course, we're looking for people who've never performed on stage before.
Let's be honest, success in life can be just a little moment where you take an opportunity when it arises.
Yeah.
And $500 payment, not
absolutely
bad, is it?
Absolutely. And it doesn't, you know, you don't just tick it off. It doesn't have to be, you know, your career.
No.
Just
a bit
of fun.
I think of all the times we've done that rock star gig where we've had listeners just jump up and have a sing with us, and afterwards they say, oh my God, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun, but we need you. So just send a video or audio recording to breakfast@mix.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a couple of jokes and you could be there on the night with a very supportive crowd having a laugh.
Absolutely.
You know what I want to see and hear is that person, this amateur comedian getting up for the first time and getting that first really big belly laugh from the audience.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing that addiction kick in. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they'll walk away with the $500 we're giving them and think they'll get that at every comedy gig. And unfortunately, most of it's just snags and beers.
The high bar.
Yeah. One free can of Emu Export.
Yeah.
And no guarantees of laughs in the future, but never mind.
No. Send it to us, breakfast@mix.com.au.
Wish you listened to Dad as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.